The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, July the 19th, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the amazing Amanda Flanders.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Amanda. How are you? You're looking gorgeous, as always.
Thank you. So are you, Paul. I'm loving the shirt.
Are you liking my shirt?
Yeah, no blue in sight.
It's a bit kind of peachy, colourily orangey, isn't it?
It's pink, Paul.
It's pink, yeah, I know. But Nettie and me have come as a twin set here.
Oh, you're matching. Yeah. It's really good.
We got matching shirts, yeah. Absolutely. It's nice and cool in here as well, isn't
it? It's lovely. I bought my cardigan just in case it got too cold.
Well, everyone was moaning last week about how chilled it was in the studio, because that's me, you know, I'm just chilled, you know. And everybody's going, oh, it's a bit nippy. But now I've had loads and loads of people saying to me, oh, we couldn't just pop in and sit at the back of the studio and watch, could we? Because it's nice and cool in here, isn't it?
It's lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yes. Hmm.
Anyway, thank you for co-presenting today's show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you again, Amanda.
You're very welcome.
And we've got a packed show with some fantastic guests to talk to you about. As always, of course, we want to hear from you, the businesses out there in Southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. Hey, we got a new telephone. I wouldn't recommend calling it because I don't know how to answer it, but but we have a new telephone and the number is Ashford 01233 220035. That's 01233 220035 Ashford. So if you feel brave, you could call us. If I don't answer, it's because I can't work the phone, but we'll give it a go. But you can get in contact with us in all the you can get in contact with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or by far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at @VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag #BBunker. #BBunker hashtag.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Hashtag #BBunker. We have already had 8,932,736 tweets.
37.
Oh, 37 now, 38 tweets. But do keep them coming. We will try to read as many of them as we can. But we've got some very interesting guests to talk to as well, of course. I'd like to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Fruitworks, the community workspace over there in Canterbury. And there's some things happening at Fruitworks that we'll tell you about later. But a big thank you to them. And, of course, all of our ongoing sponsors, the lovely folks at Rift Accounting and also the Federation of Small Business, RAP Office Contracts and Supply My Business. So thank you all for your ongoing support. But most of all, thank you all you lovely listeners out there. We really do appreciate it. And keep your tweets coming. And I'll tell you what, Amanda, should we start off? You can surprise me. Surprise me. No, not like that. Don't do that. surprise me.
Either don't start already.
Either a tweet or an email. I don't mind.
Okay, let's do a tweet then. Okay. I have a tweet from the lovely Crescent Turner. They are Crescent Turner Wedding Fair Whitstable Diary, November the 6th, 10 till 4 p.m., showcasing Kent's finest. That's the Crescent Turner. You can find them at Crescent Turner on the Twitter handle.
They're over in Whitstable, aren't they?
They are Whitstable.
Yeah, it's a lovely hotel. I've been over there. I went over there a few months ago. It's a beautiful view from the garden right across Whitstable Bay. Really lovely.
Is it nice? Yeah, a friend of mine just got married there actually last weekend. She was very nice.
Oh, you made me shudder then.
What, getting married?
Getting married. Oh, don't like the sound of that at all.
And then we also have one from the South East Business Show. Hi, Vanilla Web Butterflies 2019. Shout out, please, for the B2B South East Expo on the 30th of September in Copthorne.
Do you know what? There's at least one person in this studio that's going to that. Isn't there, Amy?
Is it me?
It's not me.
Because Amy's one of the fabulous speakers at the free seminars at that show.
Yeah.
You are, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're really looking forward to that.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Good stuff.
We're discussing YouTube advertising.
YouTube advertising?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And why everyone should be using it.
YouTubing, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the YouTube.
It's all about the YouTube. I'm glad you said that. You'll see why later.
I see.
Thank you for that. I'll tell you what.
It's gone over there again.
That was me. I had to lean over. I want to tell you this. I've had an email from the government, would you believe?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
You're that important, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's from the Department of Culture, Media and whatever they are, sport, isn't it? DCMS. The UK's creative industries, Paul, are continuing to outstrip other employment sectors in the UK, new government figures have revealed. Jobs in the creative industries have increased 3 times faster than the UK average. Diversity in the creative industry workplace is up by almost 45%. That's more than double the conventional wider jobs market. And the creative industries are now generating almost £10 million an hour for the UK economy. And since 2011, the number of jobs in the creative industries has risen by nearly 20%, and it now accounts for 1.9 million jobs.
Wow, that's a lot of jobs.
That's nearly triple the rate of the UK economy as a whole. The latest figures come on the back of government statistics published earlier this year, revealed that the UK's creative industries now contribute a staggering £84 billion a year. £10 million an hour to our economy, cementing the sector as a force to be reckoned with. The Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport said the creative industries are one of the UK's greatest success stories. The success is built upon the extraordinary talent which exists in this country, an amazing cultural heritage, the English language and a tax system designed to support and encourage growth in the sector. None of this has changed by the UK's decision to leave the EU, and I'm confident that our creative industries will continue to thrive and take advantage of the new opportunities which are opening up to do business across the world. The latest statistics also reveal that our services are highly sought after overseas, with export of services from the UK's creative industries increasing more than 4 times the rate of the UK total, contributing a further £20 billion in the UK economy. This news comes as the industry members of the Creative Industries Council, the CIC, publishes Create Together, their latest strategy for the sector. The strategy, only the second of its kind for the creative industries, sets out the achievements of the industry since publication of Create UK in 2014 and a range of guiding principles, aims, strategic goals and success measures for the future.
Wow, that was a long email.
it's a long email, isn't it?
That was.
It's a long email, but it's actually really important because it just shows you, you know, we were chatting off air about various things, and it just shows you how the world is changing how so few people recognise the change as it unfolds. You know, a few years ago, if you'd have talked about the creative industries being a mainstay of the economy, it just wouldn't have rung true,
not at all, would it?
But it just shows you how quickly things have changed. And it's not, you know, a lot of people go, oh, that's because we don't make anything anymore, yada, 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 which is nonsense. We do. We're the world's largest seventh manufacturing nation. It's just that other stuff has overtaken it. Service industries in general now account for 70% of all GDP. And that's not because manufacturing's gone down. It's because services have gone up. So it was a long email, but I thought it was worth reading because it's a really interesting thing. So I'll tell you what, read a short one.
Okay.
That's got her, isn't it? She's got to sift through now and find a short one.
No,
now.
I've got a really good one here, and it's from Jules Serkin, funnily enough.
Hold on. You just said it was a good one.
It was a good one. It's from Jules.
But then it's from Jules.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that doesn't compute. Go on then.
It's about Slope Off Friday, funnily enough. With hosts Andrew Knott from the FSB and obviously the lovely Jules Serkin at the Faversham Creek Hotel in Faversham. And it's on August the 5th at 2 p.m. So 2 p.m. arrive for Network and Mingle, 2:30 sit down. And for more details, please follow at A-N-O-T-T, A-Knott, and at Jules Serkin and find out about Slope Off Friday. Sounds like fun.
Fantastic. Now, that's right up Jules's street, that, exactly. Isn't it? Doing nothing on a Friday, which is closely followed on the back of doing nothing on a Thursday and not a lot on a Wednesday and hardly anything on a Tuesday and only just getting started on a Monday, basically. Was that a bit harsh?
You're a bit harsh.
Was that harsh?
Yeah, that's harsh.
Oh, good. I'm really pleased.
And she's probably not even listening. So
she wouldn't be listening. No. Absolutely. I've had a tweet, and it's an interesting tweet, and it's from the lovely folks at Dandelion Time. If people don't know, Dandelion Time is a charity based just outside Maidstone, and they operate a very special home for people that have suffered trauma, abuse, and all kinds of horrific things in their lives, and they offer a safe and secure environment for those people. And they said, Vanilla Web, we have a lunchtime concert at 1 p.m., at All Saints Church, Maidstone, on Thursday the 28th of July. It's free, there are refreshments, and you are willing and able, and we would love you to bring a picnic. So do try and go along. It's open to all, and they've included a link to the SV Choral Society. Twitter handle SVCoralSock, S-O-C, and I would imagine that it is they that are performing the concert. If you want to find out more, I suggest what you do is follow Dandelion Time on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Dandelion Time UK. Dandelion Time UK. Do give them a follow and find out about Thursday the 28th, All Saints Church, Maidstone, free lunchtime concert, and take a picnic.
Sounds good.
Oh, they've set a supplementary tweet. Many thanks for mentioning it. Any donations collected will go to Dandelion Time and the Sutton Valence, I guess it's Sutton Valence Choral Society, Charity of the Year.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Fun. We've also had a tweet from Athelbray.
Athelbray. Okay.
Athelbray. And they say, hi, Paul. Hi, Business Bunker. Excited to be launching our team coaching offer tomorrow to clients, and we would appreciate a shout out from you. Well, you've just been shouted out. If you want to find out about it, I guess you've got to follow them. And their Twitter handle is Athelbray, which is A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, LTD, Athelbray Limited, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, LTD. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Find out about their new coaching offering, which they are launching tomorrow.
Sounds good. Very good. I have got one here from the fabulous Richard Torball of Richard Torball Photography.
Richard Torball. The Squinch King.
The Squinch King.
Yeah.
Yes. I think most people have been photographed now by Richard in one form or another.
Yeah. he's a bit paparazzi, really, isn't
he? He's good, Richard.
And there were some shocked looks of surprise around the studio guest list there when you said that, Amanda. So we might be interrogating you to find out exactly what kind of poses you were striking.
Just the standard ones, you know, holding the big loaf.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Stop it. Yeah. I'm serious. Anyway, Richard is hosting a quick fire photography event on August the 16th in Faversham. It's going to be for those people who want new headshots or, you know, want to upgrade the ones they've already got, need some new headshots. It's going to be a quick fire photo shoot, maximum 14 people. He's having the day run by a very good event manager that I know very personally, or that'd be me. It's going to be a really good event. So if you want to upgrade your photo shots, follow Richard to get more details. So that's at R Torble Photo. So it's at R-T-O-B-L-E-P-H-O-T-O. He only does headshots.
Boom.
Can I just add?
Cool. Yes. And as you quite rightly say, most of us have had a headshot done by Richard at some point, and very good he is too. Okie doke. Right. I've had a tweet from a new listener who are called Care Simplified. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web. Unbiased guide when accessing care services is invaluable for raising awareness and is key to help unlock. That's what they say. So I guess to find out more about them, you can follow them, and their Twitter handle is Care Simplified. Care Simplified, and you can find out about more about what Care Simplified offer by looking at that. Oh, sorry, they've given me a second tweet. This is the trouble with tweets, isn't it? You can only get 140 characters in,
yes,
and then it shortens loads of things anyway. But they've followed it up with a second tweet, and it says caresimplified.co.uk is their website, giving people the tools to select their own care. And you can find care solutions there. So there you go. That's what you can do. You can go to their website, which is caresimplifiedltd.co.uk, and you can find out and use the tools to select your own care. Which message for Stu, my youngest, who threatens me. Every time I threaten to pull his allowance, he sends me a message reminding me that he will be in charge of picking my care home. And I ought to think quite carefully before I remove any of his privileges. Message to you, Stu. I've got somewhere to do it myself now. Thank you.
I'm going to organise it before he
Can. Exactly.
Sounds good.
Do you want to do another quick email?
Yes, I have a quick email here. It's from the fabulous people at Create Fruitworks. Fruitworks. And on the 28th of July, they have their Create event, which is going to be amazing. I heard the last one was really, really good. They've got three great speakers. The David Shaw, who is a Spurs fan and a Sunday League football player. Okay.
Right.
And then we have Daniel Knowlton, who is a lover of skiing and also brews his own ale. Well done, Daniel. And of course, our own fabulous Amy McNance.
Hello.
Hello.
Is she not doing something else?
Is an MOD certified marksman. Should that not be markswoman?
Whatever.
Hold on. Is Amy a headshot specialist as well? Is this what we're saying?
Well, she's a different type.
But also, I mean, I love seeing this every time I see your little bio, and her first words were quack, quack.
Oh, well, yeah. Kelly said, tell me something interesting. My first words were quack, quack, according to my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now everybody knows that.
Isn't that cute?
Sounds really good. Anyway, the mention of free beer, wine and pizza is really, really good for just £10. So that's on the July the 28th at Fruitworks. And I believe it starts at 7 p.m.
It does, but you can get there from 6 p.m. onwards.
For more beer and pizza and wine.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
What are we going to do now?
We're going to play some cheesy tunage.
Woohoo, we love cheesy tunage.
And this cheesy tunage, see if you can get the incredibly tenuous link to our next guest, who is in fact Amy and Brad from AM Marketing. See if you can get where this is. You'll never get it. Tubeway Army. YouTube. Tubeway Army. Get it?
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the amazing Amanda.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm good.
Did you get that? You didn't really get that. Nobody really got that.
No, straight over my head.
Yeah, it went over everyone's head. And the reason being is that I know Amy's been talking a lot about YouTube lately, so I tried to find something tube-related,
I came up with Tube
Way Army. I did warn you it was cheesy tunage. It really is obscure.
I thought it was wonderful. Thank you for thinking
Did you like
me.
It? Yeah. You wait until you hear what I've got to play for Mike later.
They're intrigued now.
It gets ultra cheesy. It really does. Anyway, I'll tell you what. We're going to read a couple more tweets and a couple more emails, and then we're going to talk to the lovely Amy and Brad, yeah? What do you reckon?
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Does that sound like a plan?
Does that make it sound like
the show was planned?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. Good. Do you want to go with something?
Yes, I have a very exciting email here. Business Events are running a workshop on how to get the best from attending trade shows and exhibitions. Mm. So even in the even in this modern era of social media and online digital marketing, B2B exhibitions are still considered to be one of the most effective forms of promoting your business. So to ensure that you are best placed to maximise your attendance at a trade show or exhibition, they're doing a free workshop which is designed to make sure your investment in your time and money returns maximum benefits for your business. So that workshop is going to be on September the 13th at in Westmorland, and it's between 9:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Sorry, 12:15 p.m. So if you'd like more info about that, if you understood any of that I just read out, well done. Mouth's not working today. What's going on?
It's the heat. That's what does it. Your body goes into slow down. I mean, it's quite chilled in here, but coming in from outside in the heat, your mouth goes all loose and, rubbly.
But if you want to know about the free workshop run by Business Events, go to their website, which is Kent Business.
Kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
If you go onto this the radio website, and then it's got Business Events details on it.
There's a tab at the top of the website that says Business Events, and all of their events are listed there, and you can find out about that workshop by clicking on there and booking your place. There's a number, they're free workshops as well,
yeah,
and there's a number of them running over the rest of the year, so do click on that and have a look. We've had a tweet from another new listener called Easy Spread.
Ooh, okay.
And they go, Vanilla Web, we would love a shout out on the Business Bunker Show. We're currently taking pre-orders on Kickstarter for our new Easy Spread system. And so they have given me a Kickstarter link, but it is one of those horrendously long links that's pointless me reading out because you'll never remember it all. So again, the easiest way to do this is to follow Easy Spread and find out about what they're up to. And their Twitter handle is Easy, E-A-S-I, _ Spread, S-P-R-E-A-D. What's the matter with you lot? They're all laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me?
I think it's a great Twitter handle.
It's great.
It's very easy to remember.
Easy Spread.
Easy Spread.
Yeah. It's for spreading butter on bread.
Okay.
They're being really strange in the studio, listeners.
You're making me cry now.
I think they're all bomb happy. That's the problem. It's the completely uncontroversial Easy Spread on Twitter.
It's the weather.
We're sorry, Easy Spread. It just made us laugh.
E-A-S-I _ S-P-R-E-A-D. You can't do anything with this lot. Easy Spread. Give them a follow on the Twitter. That's the easiest thing to do. Are you in a state to read anything
at
the moment?
I'm slightly composed. I have to read you this. It's fantastic. It's the KETA Awards are coming up soon. The Kent Independent Trader Awards. Yeah. That the nominations are now open. Stop it. You're going to start me off again. The nominations are open for the awards. They have several categories which you can either nominate yourself for, or if you know somebody in business who you think deserves an award for everything that they've done so well in their business, go to the Kent Independent... You thought I'd be good today, didn't you? the Kent Independent Traders.co.uk and have a look on there, and you can fill out a form to nominate yourself or somebody else who you think deserves an award for doing so well in your business, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's loads and loads of different categories to go in for, is there not?
Yeah, very much so.
And the awards, I think it's 4 years it's been running now.
Yes, 4 years.
And it's been getting bigger and bigger every year. And it really is a good set of awards, because it does allow really small and start-up businesses to be involved in award recognition as well.
Yeah, and it's really good. I think business awards is just to say recognition for... Running a business is hard work, and if you get some recognition for doing well, yeah, for achieving something, it really helps motivate to keep you going.
Absolutely, and even by being nominated for something like that, you can use that in a TripAdvisor kind of way,
yeah,
because you are being promoted by your peers and your customers and things like that, and it is good to get recognition, and it is useful as a business to be recognized like that from a marketing point of view.
Yeah, very much.
I've had an email from a really good friend of mine, and she says, "Dear Paul, we're doing the Dragon Boat Race for St Michael's Hospice, and they looked after my mum with us at home so well last year at the end, and also for the Children's Respite Trust, again, another fabulous charity who look after terminally ill children. I know you get asked loads, but please, can you sponsor us, even if it's just for a few pounds? Every little helps, and you never know when you might have to use these charities. There but for the grace of God go I, as the saying goes. Can you please mention my name too, so that the team know I've actually made some effort
well done.
To get sponsors? Pretty please. Huge thanks in anticipation. Kiss, kiss, kiss." And that's from the lovely Mandy Brooke. And Mandy is CEO of the RSE Group, based over there in East Sussex. And of course, Mandy, we know that you put a lot of effort into this, and your team will know that you do too. You can donate some money to the Dragon Boat Race for St Michael's Hospice by going to uk.virginmoneygiving/fundraiser, and the profile page is Team RSE Team. So Virgin Money Giving Fundraiser RSE Team. Do that. If you have trouble with that, you can always contact us by email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and we'll send you a link to donate that. So there you go, Mandy. Thank you for that. That's brilliant. I think we'll do one more, and then we'll speak to our first guest.
Okay. I have... Oh, what have I got here? The Construction Expo. I hear you mention this every week. I know you're going to be going, because
I am
excited about this. So the Construction Expo in the southeast is going to be on the 6th of October. I've got two emails just to confuse me. One's about the expo, and one's about the expo dinner. So let's do the expo dinner. So that's sponsored by Wilmot Dixon. Book your place on to the Construction Expo dinner on the 6th of October at Kent Event Centre in Detlin. You can hear their guest speaker, who is Giles Brandreth.
Giles Brandreth.
Brandreth, thank you.
Yep.
His former MP, TV presenter, and raconteur. Sorry, I shouldn't have pronounced your name, shouldn't I? Anyway, the price is £42 plus VAT per person, and it's sounds like it's going to be a really good dinner to go to. And is that on the evening of the expo?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Sounds good.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Amanda. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our first guest.
Oh, goody. That should be good.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Amy and Brad from AM Marketing. Hello,
Hi.
Guys. Good to see you.
It's Bradley's radio debut.
No,
mm-hmm.
I've been on the radio before, just not this one.
Right, okay.
Okay, channel radio debut.
Channel radio debut.
Listen, don't start arguing already, okay?
It's going
to be a long show.
Like, it's inevitable, so let's just accept this now.
Well, at least he's admitting it's inevitable, so, you know.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to win as well.
I mean, they're trying to schmooze us that, you know, this is a debut and everything, but while they're sitting there, they've got a tablet open, and they've got live video going on Facebook and all kinds of things. I mean, they're right kind of media tarts, the pair of them.
It's for the fans, Paul. It's for the fans.
It's for the fans. Yeah. It's for your fan club. Of course it is. Hey, I'll tell you what, guys, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you two, mm-hmm. Amy and Brad, a bit about your background, And then even more about AM marketing, and then we'll talk about some other stuff.
Cool. So AM marketing is coming up to its third birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
That's really good.
So we're a digital marketing specialist based in Chartham in Canterbury, but we work with people all over the world and all over Europe.
I thought you were going to say all over Chartham.
All over Chartham.
Even visiting Chilham sometimes.
Every house. Sometimes why?
Yeah. we quite often ask ourselves why.
We're a Google partner agency, and we specialise in YouTube advertising, Google, and basically making sure that your business gets seen online.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. So you've been going 3 years. Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds, because I know that you've done some interesting stuff before AM, and that's not denigrating AM because you do interesting stuff now, but you know, you came from somewhere, you got some history. Tell us a bit about it.
Some weird stuff. I've rebranded ferries before.
You've rebranded what?
Rebranded ferries.
I thought you said fairies.
I wish
you thought she said ferrets. Yeah. Ferret fairies. Ferret
I'm
fairy
sure
rebranding.
Does that
it's going to be
7
Absolutely.
Billion people. There's going to be a ferret rebrand.
And if you don't, there's a free business opportunity
you
for
go.
You because
yeah,
we've
exactly.
spotted a gap in the market.
Rebranding ferries.
Yeah.
So rebranded ferries for a bit. Worked with on projects of Holland and Barrett and Amazon and. Brad's done some amazing stuff.
Cool.
Have I?
Yes.
So I used to work for a couple of agencies in London and worked on quite a few different brands, ranging from Volkswagen to Citroën and Disney, which is probably the most interesting one.
Oh, what did you do for Disney?
Well, we worked on all sorts of their marketing, but the main most interesting part is probably the films. So pretty much anything that came out last year, well, I like managed the digital biddable online advertising
parts. How cool is that? Did you get lots of Disney freebies? Fantastic.
We've got a lot of Disney freebies.
Amy's moving ahead here.
They got loads of plastic ears and all kinds of things. Yeah.
And one time we went to like a preview to see Cinderella last year, and then Amy got to meet Prince Charming and queued up with all the 5-year-olds to get her face painted.
I saw that. I remember seeing that on Facebook. I remember seeing that. I do. Yeah.
I did wait till the end. It's not like I went instead of a kid, but there was a kid behind me.
She did. She pushed her way
see,
to the front and went,
you.
I'm bigger than you. Get out of the way, kid.
Get in line.
Yeah.
I had a really nice butterfly, and there were two Prince Charmings. There was a blonde one upstairs and a suave, darker one downstairs.
Oh, right,
lovely
okay.
dark hair, and we had a picture with both.
Brad's face.
So, yeah. All the mums were catered for.
We look after the important things.
Yeah.
So all the memories of the event, it wasn't the exclusive thing, it was the fact that there were some Prince Charmings.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Two of them, one blonde, one dark.
They were
okay.
lovely.
Were they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, back to digital marketing.
Was there not a bald... Hold on, was there not a bald one?
No, sorry.
Why?
You were unavailable.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, she got in quick there, didn't she? Okay. So, listen, tell us, guys, you're a digital marketing specialist, but I happen to know that you've been getting people out there in the audience to kind of send in their questions on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that.
Yes,
so should we kind of address some of the things that people have sent in?
Yes. So we've got one from, I'm sure you know, Daniel Knowlton.
Oh, I do know Daniel. Hello, Dan. Yeah.
Lovely, Daniel. So he's asked, what advice would you give someone looking to get started with YouTube advertising?
Oh, right. That's a good one. Because it's... Will you behave? What is the matter with everybody today? Everybody's in one of those kind of frivolous moods today. It's like it was summer or something.
What are you putting in the water? Is it just water in
there? YouTube isn't something that I've actually done a lot of personally. I mean, my face is all over it because other people film me doing stuff and what have you, but I don't have my own YouTube channel or anything like that. And it's not something that I've particularly got into, you know, mostly because I've got a face for radio and all that kind of nonsense. So I'm fascinated by that. So, yeah, how do we get started with YouTube? That's the thing.
Well, I think before you start YouTube, I mean, advertising specifically, you need to work out what your kind of goal is, even though it's the first thing you do. You need to think about, are you trying to raise awareness of a product? Are you literally trying to get direct sales? Because that will massively impact on how you go about actually creating your content. Mm. There's a whole other argument to be had around what your video actually contains and how long your video should be. And Amy does a very good detailed explanation of your ideal YouTube trailers. But even knowing where you're going to send them after, having a really strong call to action. Mm. So it could simply be, you know, I'm going to tell you about my product for 20 seconds, and then make sure you visit my website to find out more. Or click on the video to go to my next piece of content. You know, always got to, like, pull them in and make sure they know what they're doing next. I think that's really, really important.
So, I mean, you see all kinds of weird and wonderful things on YouTube, and you hear about all these 12-year-olds that have made $20 billion out of, you know, cat pictures and all kinds
of
stuff.
A lot of them are our clients.
Are they? You've captured the 12-year-old cat video market, have you?
Well, the Minecraft market, I think, really. A lot of gaming.
Right, okay. I mean, I guess it's just a numbers game from that point of view. It's just how many people in your community of interest kind of view your videos, basically.
I think it's really important who views your videos. You've got to realise that with YouTube as well, it's not a case of a traditional kind of online advertising where you pick a keyword, for example. On YouTube, you can really pin down into what someone, like how old they are, where they're based, what they've been watching recently. You can choose whether you serve adverts to someone who is interested in your content or is simply watching content that's related to yours. It's really quite specific. And when you consider like the massive, massive numbers of views that go on YouTube every day, and we're not just talking about cats and Minecraft, then you...
Oh, there's other stuff, is there?
Well, I mean, I don't really watch any of the other stuff, but...
Obviously, we only watch the cats.
Cats and Minecraft.
Yeah,
cats.
Yeah. Or cats playing Minecraft, that's the big thing.
Now, that would be good.
Yeah. I mean, it probably exists.
Yeah,
I can't confirm, but it probably is out there.
Yeah, it probably is. Just being a complete novice at the whole YouTube thing, what's the process that you go that you use to find out what's out there to target an audience? How do you do that?
So in terms of like the advertising, I mean, you set it up in the same program you use for like normal paid search advertising. It's in Google's AdWords platform. And even if you go in without having an advert, without actually having content to place on there, you can still see the targeting options available.
Right.
And they break it down into several different areas. As I've said, it's demographic, area, interests. But YouTube also have this really interesting thing called an affinity audience. So rather than say, oh, I need to specifically target, I don't know, people are interested in this video game or this content, you can just go after a group of people that YouTube have put together that are interested in games or they're interested in beauty products. And they give them all quirky names. I think one that I remember working on for a client was going after the fashionistas audience.
Right, okay.
And what that does, it will pull in all like, the popular YouTubers that deal with beauty blogging and things like that.
Right, okay.
And it means that you can go after these audiences quite quickly.
Okay. Fantastic. Good stuff. So there you go, Daniel. I hope that answered your question. What else have we got there, Amy?
We have the lovely Kelly Culver, who we all know and love.
Never heard of her.
These questions coming through. All these people, I recognise all their names.
Oh, no, we just get everywhere.
Well, you know, we do have a fairly fixed fan base in terms of the radio station and the listeners and the people.
Not people you pay to listen. No. The people that you pay to listen.
People that I paid to listen.
Legislation dictates you have to actually say that beforehand, so we can confirm there's no pay pressure.
Good to know.
But hey. Kelly has said, what is our favourite app for social media visual content creation?
Your favourite app for social media visual
content creation?
Content creation.
And
okay.
It is without a doubt WordSwag.
Words. Yeah,
have you all heard of WordSwag?
Me too. No, me too. That's my favourite.
Yeah. So WordSwag is amazing. You can download it on as an app, and you can take any picture that you have in your photos, or you can use it directly links to Pixabay, which are free photos, free images, things like that. And you can put quotes in front of it. You can put your own wording in front of it. And you can make really, really lovely images without needing any design history without needing sort of any sort of experience in that sort of area and create amazing visual content for social media.
Okay. Is that static content?
Yes.
No, photograph.
Static, yeah.
Okay. So I use a thing called Canva for making stuff
Canva's
on Twitter.
Canva's amazing. Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
So what's the difference between a product like Canva and WordSwag?
WordSwag, yeah. So WordSwag is, I suppose it's more sort of designed for... it's all square, generally. It puts in a square crop, and it is generally just the wording with your image behind. Canva, you can do
everything you can
I see. So you're overlaying some text over an image of a photograph or something, a drawing or something like that.
Exactly. It's very simple, whereas Canva is like a pretty much its own massive design platform that you can create anything in.
Yeah.
Canva's great. You should use that too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. WordSwag. I hadn't come across that before.
No, it's great.
I'll check
it's
that
really
out.
Really great.
And did you say it was an app, a phone app?
Yes, yes,
okay.
It's an app.
Nice one. Cool.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
There's actually quite a few. Nick Shawcross has asked, Nick Shawcross.
Who? Never heard of him.
We don't know, no.
Hang on, we've got a new listener.
Nick Shawcross said, what would be your advice for a small business looking to grow its online presence? And also, what are the benefits in investing in PPC over SEO?
Right.
What one should we tag?
Well, should we just for the benefit of old people like me? That's pay-per-click advertising and search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. Those two things. I think there was a guess.
I'm really impressed. You
I just
know
guessed.
That. I'm really impressed. You know that?
No, I guessed. It was a lucky guess.
Well done.
Thank you. So sorry, I've ruined the question now. Do the question again, Amy.
The question is: so there's two questions. The first one was: what would be your advice to a small business looking to grow its online presence?
Right.
And the second question was, what are the benefits in investing in PPC over SEO? So just to give everyone a background, SEO is search engine optimization. It's more on how your website is built and the sort of keywords and content that you create that pushes your website up the rankings, whereas a PPC, it's paid for through
right.
Google advertising.
Okay, let's go with that. Let's explore that.
So I think when you look at a small business looking to grow its online presence, you need to think about, you know, making a few assumptions here that when you're starting off, you know, you don't have these massive marketing budgets and you need to sort of really go after quite a precise audience. By using something like PPC, you can do that. You can be really targeted with the keywords you go after. People think that there is this kind of huge investment or this expected level of money that they have to put into it, when in fact, you know, if you want, you can look at a single keyword and you could look at it in one single town, and that is going to have a low cost. You know, there are a few caveats you need to think about, but at the end of the day, you can go after an audience in a medium which is readily available, and it doesn't cost a lot.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, some of us were talking, I won't name names, some of us were talking before the show about people that still have this penchant for putting an ad in the papers. And you think, really? Do you not know? Nobody reads papers anymore. But more than that, it's you cannot tell what the what the response to that is. One of the beauties that I love about pay-per-click is it is totally responsive, isn't it? In fact, you only pay when somebody looks.
Yeah.
It's totally the other way around.
With pay-per-click, obviously, as you said, if your ad appears and no one clicks on it, you don't pay anything.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we want people to click on it. Yeah. So there are, you know, strategies that we utilize to make sure people do.
Yeah.
And if, for example, your ad appears 10 times and it's got clicked on 5 times, so that's a 50% relevancy, then Google recognize that, and then they give you a better, what they call a quality score.
Right.
As a result of that, you have to pay less.
Right.
So the better you do it, the cheaper it becomes.
Right.
So it's not just about something like a newspaper where you just get loads and loads of people watching it or seeing it.
Yeah.
This is about going to relevant people.
Yeah.
If you do that, it helps Google, it helps us, it helps the client, and everyone's a winner.
Absolutely, yeah. And you have to hone this, don't you? Because, you know, when you start out, it's kind of experimental and you have to see what happens and what people do when they arrive at your website. And there's also this whole thing about how you convert people into customers once you've got them.
And I think that leads quite nicely onto the second half of the question about SEO, because if you make a website today and you Google will start ranking it straight away. Mm. Now, it may be that you rank on the third or fourth page, and everything after the first page is kind of pointless, really, because very few people will go there. Mm. And, you know, a really strong website can rank quite highly, organically, as we say, fairly quickly. But, you know, you're looking at a long-term strategy here.
Yeah.
Whereas we can take a paid search strategy on the same account, and we could have it at the top of Google by the end of the day, most likely.
allegedly,
in
theory,
guaranteed.
Yeah.
It means that you can go across and then use that paid search, and that has a positive influence on your natural SEO ranking.
Hmm.
Because if you're not getting any people to your site, Google don't know how to rank you further.
Yeah.
They can't say, oh, this is good, or people are responding well. Whereas if you send a few people from paid search and they spend ages on the site, they don't bounce off, they submit an inquiry because you've set it up correctly, then Google recognize that and you will rank higher. And there can, you know, in the dream scenarios, you get to a point where you've used a strong paid search strategy, and then you can pull back on that because your organic ranking has increased so much.
Right, okay. Get that?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I'm very intrigued.
You've got
Amy's often used as my translator because I have a tendency to talk in many different...
Talking geek. Can we do that in English?
PPC is good.
Yeah. SEO is needed. Yeah.
The greatest... Normally people say SEO or PPC, but really it's both of them working in tune together. And that's really your dream team right there.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just a quick point on SEO as well is that these days Google give a much higher ranking to the functionality of a site. So, you know, it's about user experience. So if people hang around and actually do stuff on your site, Google appreciate that a lot more than just having the right words in the right places.
Sure.
Still important, but it has to work. That's the main thing these days.
Yeah, it has to do what it says. Yeah. You can't just shove a load of words in there. Because that used to happen in the early days, didn't it? You know, people used to just put, you know, crude words in a website and get loads of hits.
Yeah, keywords really don't have the importance that they used to at all. Mm. Not at all.
You can only trick Google for so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So anything else? What other questions have you got, Amy?
Lorna Morris. You know Lorna Morris Design. She's a lovely designer. She's asked, what are the best sources of information for keeping up to date with digital marketing trends?
Ooh.
That's a good one, isn't
nice
it?
Nice one, Lorna.
Yeah. Adweek. We use Adweek and Marketing Week quite a lot, following them on Twitter and on Facebook. And then you've got a really good source as well.
Well, yeah, there's a couple. If you in the same vein, there's a company called The Drum, who
The Drum,
yeah, who deal with a lot. They've got a ton of awards. That
Beat it, beat it. Sorry, I was just thinking of Cheesy Tunish to go with it. Yeah,
they've got loads of awards throughout the year for all sorts of media, but they really keep up to date with, like, you know, even contracts being renewed in London and who's doing this and who was responsible for this advert. It's good to know, and you see where, you know, trends are appearing. Mm. From a more specific point of view, I look at something called Search Engine Land or SEM Marketing. They're all like search engine related websites, but it's where you get very specific updates about Google releases, new things that are coming out. Because, for example, Google often will release a new product extension, as they call it, but it's just a new thing in Google, in results pages. But they only give it to a few people because they're just trialing it to see if it works.
Right.
But then that's an area where they can say, oh, you know, they're trialing this new product in the East Coast of America. And then people start feeding into it. You know, you might be able to contact Google directly and get involved in it. Of course, it's much more on the data side, but it shows you what's coming before it happens.
Google used to have a product called Google Zeitgeist. And I know they changed it, but I don't know what they changed it to. And I don't even know if it still exists. But effectively, what it was a product that you could go into and it would tell you what searches are being made and what's on trend. Google Trends is what they changed it to.
Yeah, exactly what it changed into.
Yeah. So do they still do that?
Yeah, Google Trends is a really good product. It's free. You don't need to log in. You can literally go to google.com/trends and you can type in any keyword and you can select the period of time and an area of the world. And it will tell you, it won't give you a number, but it will give you a representation of searches.
Right.
So you can compare two different keywords over a given period of time. You can see how searches have improved in certain periods.
Right.
And it will give it a ranking out of 100, basically.
Right.
It won't tell you specifically, because if they did that, we would be able to sort of exploit that further for advertising.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's also a service Google offers called Google Alerts. And that's really useful because you can set up an automatic email. And you can basically tell Google, oh, you know, this is my company name or this is what the area I'm interested in. You just give it a few sentences or words and they'll send you an email every day saying this is where that subject has come up in the news. And, you know, it's good to just have it on your company name because sometimes news comes up about your company and you might not necessarily come across it.
Absolutely. Cool. What else we got, folks?
Oh, we've got one from Bogdan Alex. You know him? He's a videographer based in Canterbury.
Oh, I know Bogdan, yeah.
Yeah, Bogdan. Yeah. So he said that finds that a lot of his clients are a little reluctant to embrace digital mediums. And he wanted to know, how can you show proof of the benefits of using digital marketing versus traditional forms of advertising such as newspapers? I know that we've just... slightly touched on that.
We have. I'm looking at you like that with squinty eyes because it's one of the things that drives me nuts with so many people just do not get it. And I get, we were, Brad and I were having a conversation about this before we came on air. Obviously, a lot of it is FUD, fear, uncertainty and doubt. A lot of people don't understand it and therefore they're scared of it, and they kind of, the easiest way is just to pretend it's not there or to not get involved, or they kind of half adopt it. So they go, oh no, I've got a Facebook page.
Yeah, and that's it. I've got one.
Yeah, I've got one. Yeah, I did. I sent a tweet. Yeah, that was it. I've done that. And they just don't embrace it. And far too many people say, I haven't got the time.
Yeah.
Really? You haven't got the time to sell your products or services. Okay, that's an interesting business concept.
I mean, the main thing for us is probably in terms of like your traditional forms and your print media, they can't be measured.
Yeah.
I mean, you might do a print ad and then your business, you know, you get 10% more business that month or something, and you may assume that it's because of the ad, but you can't actually say that 100%.
Absolutely.
Whereas with digital marketing, I mean, it can be measured right down to the very last penny.
There was the famous saying from one of the founders of Ogilvy and Maver or someone like that, who said print advertising works 50% of the time, we just don't know which 50%. Which is true.
It's just about with this print stuff. You know, we've previously worked on large clients who spend a lot of money using what they call an econometrics model, where they spend thousands of pounds trying to work out what's working. And don't get me wrong, there is you can show that a cinema trailer or a TV advert has an impact on your avatar, on your bottom line. But it's always a kind of, you're still a level of inferredness. Whereas if you look at digital, everything you do has a result.
Yeah.
Like every click, measurable. Impression, every view.
Yeah.
We know what happened, where they went, not necessarily where they went, but they come to your website, how long they stayed there, did they submit an inquiry, did they buy something? And it's very easy to define, this bit of the strategy is working, so we'll put some more money into that. This isn't, so we just kill it.
Yeah.
And there's no like an unknown risk.
Sure.
You have a result that you can just react to.
Yeah. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me that people can't kind of see this correlation. In old style advertising and marketing, print media, or even radio or TV, the whole idea was to put your product or service in front of a large number of people. And still now, you know, if people advertise with us on Channel Radio, the first thing they'll say to us is, what's your listener base? And as if it mattered. And it doesn't, because things have changed. But the old way of doing that was purely to throw as much as you could as large a number of people as you could and hope that some of it stuck with the right people.
Yeah. Don't go after every man and his dog. Yeah. And then hopefully, you know, the dog will want to buy something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And of course, you can be far more sophisticated than that with digital marketing, because you can target, you can drill down, you can do all kinds of things. But if you really wanted to just throw an advert at a large number of people, social media has far more people on it than any newspaper, television or radio show ever had.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at YouTube, YouTube's the second largest search engine in the world after Google. But not only that, there are a third of all the people online. So a third of all the people online that have internet access use YouTube.
Exactly.
So you're not going to get a bigger audience than that.
Exactly. And it's mad, isn't it? Even here, even our little show, the Business Bunker Show, we track our hashtag for the show, the Be Bunker Show, and we get between 5 and 7 million engagements a week for the show.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It must cost you a fortune to pay all those people to do that.
Exactly. And we charge peanuts to get sponsored. Absolute peanuts if anybody wants to sponsor us. Hello. And it just never ceases to amaze me how people haven't built that correlation between those things. You know, they're still stuck firmly in the old way of doing it without really thinking it through.
It's not. There are another set of people as well, and a lot of people that we deal with that have been burnt in the past, because Google make it very easy to spend money, but saving money, that's kind of where we come in. And there are a lot of people out there that will, you know, say, oh yeah, I'll do that. You spend loads and loads of money, or you do it yourself, and then it just goes down the drain. And then you sort of think, oh well, that didn't work for me, I'm not going to do it again.
Cool.
It's one of those things, I think you need to know what you're doing, don't you? Because social media, Facebook, all that is quite, if you know what you're doing, it's quite manageable. But when you're talking about YouTube and Google, it's really helpful to have somebody teaching you or showing you how to do it.
Because
it really can be beneficial to your business if you know what you're doing.
At the end of the day, Google and YouTube advertising specifically, it comes down to a formula. And it's a mathematical formula that they work out based on your words and what you're doing online and how strong this ranks and how, what number that equals. And that algorithm, that score, that, you know, they, Google don't let you know what that is. They, you know, we just have sort of interpretations of what works well. And, you know, you learn by doing. And the more you do it, the more you learn what works.
Yeah.
And then you start to learn a bit that algorithm. Mm. And then Google completely changed the rules. So you have to learn it again. But, you know, it's about keeping up with it. Because, as we said, content and users on websites is the main thing now. A few years ago, it's all about just backlinks and keywords.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it never ceases to amaze me. And you do have to keep trying, don't you? Even with something as simple as Twitter. You know I'm a Twitter tart. I got millions of followers. I tweet all the time.
I haven't seen you on Twitter.
Hardly
at all.
No. A few weeks ago, I was messing about and I was up really, really stupidly late one night and I was bored and I just started tweeting and I tweeted a load of stuff and then I went to bed. And when I got up in the morning, I looked at my Twitter stats and my website hits and they'd gone ballistic. And by pure accident, I discovered that I could double my traffic by tweeting late at night.
Mm.
Who knew? You know, what's the matter with everyone? Are they all insomniacs or whatever?
It works quite well with Instagram as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. What I found was people were more inclined to read my blogs late at night. You know, I guess they're sitting there thinking, you know, there's nothing on the telly now. You know, the Queen's been on. They played the national anthem. Nothing else to do. I'll read one of Paul's blogs. That'll send me to sleep.
You'd be surprised at how actually common that sort of thing is. You know,
what, reading Paul's blogs and sending,
and sending you to sleep.
The audience out there.
Yeah.
But if you look at the way Google works traditionally is that, you know, you say, I want to spend £1 a day or £10 a day. And when that runs out, you stop.
Yeah.
So for most people, that's about 5-6 o'clock in the daytime. You know, it's interesting to set up a strategy and you do daytime adverts and nighttime adverts. Mm. We've got one client where by running their adverts between 7 p.m. till 4 a.m, they drop their cost by 50%.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, guys, we could talk about this forever. Yeah.
Do you think we said Google enough?
No, hang on. Do you want to say it a few more times?
Did you mention Google?
There is about Google. Was it Google?
There is another company called Bing as well.
Yeah.
Bing,
but we won't talk about them.
Hang on, I don't think you mentioned YouTube enough.
No.
YouTube. Google.
Owned by Google.
Guys, we could talk about this forever. I'll tell you what, give us a shout out for how people can find out more about you guys in AM Marketing.
Okay, so our website is ammarketing.co.uk and our Twitter and Instagram is @marketing_AM, or you can find us on Facebook as well, AM Marketing. You'll know it's just AM and a great big green logo.
Absolutely. Have you ever thought of you? No, I won't go.
No?
No, no. I'll tell you about
YouTube
later.
Off air.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to service some of those questions that we were asked, which are really interesting. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're coming up to the halfway point in the show now, and we're going to play some more cheesy tunage and listen to a few other things. And then we'll be back with you right after that. What do you reckon?
Sounds good. Sorry. I'm awake.
No, that's all right. This is cheesy tunage. This is for our next guest. This is called Forest for the Trees. If you're listening to the news.